A new WTOP Beltway poll is suggesting most people in our area think the White House and Congress will somehow avert the fiscal cliff, but it is clear they want compromise to be a part of that solution. Joining us to discuss the findings of this new research, Mike Dabbady is the president and managing partner with Heart and Mind Strategies. You've been following how the folks in this area feel about things leading up to the election. Now, after the election, the fiscal cliff is the most important issue facing us all. Tell us what you found.
Well, in the poll, we found here regionally that voters here in the region are following things very closely. 63% say that they've heard a lot about what's happening, but only 29% say they really understand the impact on themselves. So there's a disconnect, if you will, that exists between how closely they're following things, what they're hearing, and whether or not they really understand it. It's very clear, though, that they want compromise. But if you start to weave things together and try to look at what we're really seeing in the polls and the implications, I believe what you're finding is a disconnect between the trust or the lack thereof. Only 5% of voters in our area trust elected officials to solve this.
That's wow. It.
And so I think what that means, though, is well, you know, do they think that something's going to happen? And again, in our region, we're a bit more optimistic than the voters out in the country. But I believe what's happening is if you're an elected official, this was a status quo election. Mm-hmm. You got sent back to Congress. And so for all of the machinations that happened earlier and the debt ceiling debate that occurred, most congressmen and went back to Washington. It was a status quo election. There was no anger in the election.
So they're thinking, I don't have to change.
That's exactly right.
Are we seeing the same amount of optimism among people from different political parties, or is it skewed one way or another?
There is a slight skew. Democrats and independents are a little bit more optimistic that a deal is going to get reached. Republicans in our area do not think that a deal is going to get reached necessarily. Now Republicans want compromise, though. That number is extremely strong. It's over 60% by those that want to see compromise. But the Republicans just don't believe that it's going to happen.
Only 5% trust that they're going to come up with a solution here. Where is the manifestation of the 95% lack of trust? In other words, where is the voter unrest, the voter anger toward the lack of solutions in Washington?
There is no manifestation of that unrest. And I think that that's part of what the problem here is. When I was in political science in college, one of my professors said, politics is an ABC sport, accommodation, bargaining, and compromise. Mm-hmm. You do not see the accommodation, bargaining, and compromise any longer.
Not in modern part of
and
politics.
So again, I think that the if you look at some of the data that we have and the information, they were sent back. Their jobs were retained. There was no real anger. That was not a driving emotion in the election. And so if you're an elected official, you want to stand on your principles because the message that you received from the voters during the election was stand by your principles. Don't compromise. We're going to send you back to Washington to stand on those principles. That's what they think that they're hearing. Yet, again, there's data that clearly shows that we want you to compromise because of the concern of the consequences. Strong numbers showing that if we go over the cliff, the country will head into the recession.
Pretty fascinating stuff, all because of its relation to our area compared to the country as a whole.
No doubt this area would see some of the worst effects of this, and therefore you would think people in this area might be more sensitive to the subject, Mike, and might be more inclined to be a little militant about it. Are they even calling their lawmakers to say compromise?
Well, I don't think that you're necessarily seeing that to compromise. I'm sure some of them are hearing that. But I think what we're also seeing is the Republicans, if you will, want to have the bigger discussion. And that's why I think we're beginning to hear a little bit more now about the conversation about the debt and the debt ceiling debate. And so because Republicans feel that, well, we had the big discussion during the election on entitlements.
Right.
And it was a status quo election. So let's get the big discussion back in this. So I don't know what's going to happen. Trying to forecast what's going to happen is you asking me what's going to happen on Sunday between the Redskins and the Ravens, and I'm not willing to go out on that one.
That's a charged argument to get into. This fiscal cliff stuff is easy compared to that.
That's right.
Mike Dabbady, president and managing partner with Heart and Mind Strategies. Thanks for being with us.